Good morning, I'm Pastor Tim. And it is a joy and a blessing to be here this morning in worship with you and our online community that will be seeing the sermon part of this service.
A couple weeks ago I talked about the imagination of God. Now, Jesus never made a statement, "I am God's imagination," but the way he presented parables was full of his imagination. And that imagination wanted to spark our imagination. And last week, or 2 weeks ago, I talked about blind Bartimaeus. And think about blind Bartimaeus. Of all the sighted people, he was the only person, of all the people that gathered to hear Jesus when he walked through Jericho, Bartimaeus was the only one who really saw him. Bartimaeus was the only person in the Gospel of Mark who referred to Jesus as Son of David, Jesus' real given name. See, somehow the sight in Bartimaeus' heart and his imagination let him truly see who Jesus was. And then imagine the change in his circumstances. He went from puddling on the side of the road as a blind beggar. And when cows and horses went by, imagine the stones that got kicked up in his face. Imagine how dusty his clothes would be. How many times did people trip over him because they didn't watch where they were going? But because Bartimaeus could truly see Jesus and hear Jesus' invitation to act and then act on that invitation, Bartimaeus walked with Jesus. On the road, became a disciple, followed Jesus. Imagine how his life changed. Bartimaeus, who the crowd did not want to hear anything from, suddenly became a follower of Jesus who people wanted to hear from. Bartimaeus, the one who was healed of his blindness. And Bartimaeus could speak of the love and grace of God in so much personally heartfelt ways. That's what we've been talking about. And I want to wrap it up this morning. The Bible has 66 books in the canon, the collection of books that we acknowledge in this denomination, 66. And those 66 books have almost 800,000 words in them. It's a lot of words. But I want to focus this morning on two words. Two words, and I'll tell you what they are in a moment. And these two words kind of power everything that happens in the Bible, New Old Testament, New Testament. Two words out of almost 800,000. Now, the two words are not Eve saying to Adam, "Uh-oh," and Adam echoing those back, "Uh-oh," and the Egyptian Pharaoh chasing the Israelites through the Red Sea, "Uh-oh." They're not those two words. And those two words are not when Jesus in the New Testament was performing miracles. And crowds would gather, and he would heal the sick, raise the dead, and people were so excited. And it's not technically in the translation, but they might have been looking at those miracles going, "Wowza, wowza." But it's not those two words either. I want to tell you these two words by going back in time several years. There's an off-Broadway play. Now, in New York, they have Broadway, where the big theaters are, and then they have off-Broadway, and off-off-Broadway, and off-off-off-Broadway. And as you go down these different Broadways, the theaters get smaller, the budgets get less. And somewhere in one of those off-off-off-Broadway theaters, there was a play that ran for several years. And it ran six times a week. And every performance was sold out. And this play had between 12 and 18 characters in it every time they put it on. Oh, wait a minute, 12 to 18 characters off Broadway? How could they afford it? Well, actually, the play had two actors, you see. And the play did not have a set. It was just an empty square space, darkened space. Chairs were all around it. And at the beginning of the play, each time it was performed, one actor would come out. Stand in the center, stand quietly. And then that actor would start speaking. Now that actor never knew on any given night what he was going to say. He would start speaking. the other actor in the play never knew what that actor was going to say, who was speaking, or who that actor would be. But after a few moments, the second actor would come out and start interacting. None of this was ever planned out. None of this was scripted. But night after night, six times a week, they performed for an hour and a half, 12 to 18 different characters in the form of a play with a beginning, a middle, an end. And people kept coming and coming to see it. Now, we would say that the Holy Spirit was present. The Holy Spirit was powering them. And I would tell you that each actor was looking at the other with an open heart, as Bartimaeus had, and using their imagination that's been put into us by God to really see and hear what the other actor was saying so they could respond back. That's what I would say. In the theater world, they would say that this is a technique called yes and. And it's a way of thinking, and when you're interacting in a play, yes means I acknowledge, and the and means action. So the first character would start talking, and the second one would go, ah, yes, I see what you're doing, I acknowledge it. And then they would do the and part, they would act in accordance to what was happening. Yes, and. These are really amazingly powerful works. And if you think about it, yes and powers everything in the Bible. Now, not in that phrase, yes slash and, but it's in there all the time. Here's how. Well, I'm going to get to that in a second. I also heard this story about a woman named Virginia. Now, Virginia was older, and she started developing symptoms of Alzheimer's. And so her daughter, Karen, and Karen's husband, Mondi, invited Virginia to live with them. Now, this seemed like a good idea because Virginia needed people around her. But when Virginia moved in, Karen would go into her room, start a conversation, and Virginia, because of the Alzheimer's, would say, "Who are you?" And Karen would say, "Oh, I'm your daughter, Mom. Remember me? I'm Karen, your daughter." And Virginia would say, "Get out of here. Get out of my daughter. Where's my daughter?" And Virginia's heart was broken because she was angry, but Karen's heart was broken because her mother didn't know who she was. And so as this time went on, with the three of them living together, the frustration in the house, the anger in the household grew and grew. And one day Mondi went in, Karen's husband. And Mondi started to talk to Virginia, but before Mondi could get any words out, Virginia very excitedly said, "I'm going to Disney World." And Mondi wanted to just put a stop to this, right? Mondi wanted to bring Virginia back to reality. "No, you're not. No, you're not." But somehow, and once again, I would say the Holy Spirit came into the scene. Mondi had, I didn't mention this, been an actor early in his life. And in college, Mondi studied these improvisational techniques of yes and. And as Virginia was talking about going to Disney World, Mondi, instead of bringing her back to reality, Mondi said, "Well, yes, and tell me about it." And Virginia stopped. Neither Mondi or Karen had ever asked her to continue speaking. And so Virginia kept talking about her trip to Disneyland and how it made her feel and what she was going to do. And Mondi got into it and asked her questions about which attractions she would see, what rides she wanted to go on, what her favorite food was. And they had a conversation. For the first time in a long time, Virginia started coming out of her shell of anger and withdrawal and resentment. And Mondi talked to Karen about this, and they realized that if they could keep doing this, yes, and maybe the old Virginia would come back. Not 100%, because she had Alzheimer's. But Virginia was able to tell stories, and Mondi and Karen were able to enjoy them. And that household changed. Just those two words, yes, and. acceptance and action, acceptance and action. If you noticed, the stores are putting up Black Friday signs and Christmas decorations. It's just barely in them. We're out of October. So I want to get a jump on the Christmas season, not the commercial season, but the sacred season. And you remember the story of the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary? And the angel Gabriel asked Mary if she would like to be the mother of God. Now, we don't know how many young women the angel Gabriel appeared to. That's not in the Bible. Mary might have been the first, or she might have been the 100th. Who knows? But when the angel Gabriel asked her that question, Mary said, yes. Think about that. Mary said yes to the angel, yes to God. There was that acknowledgement. And in the yes and equation, the and happened for the next 33 years of Mary's life. Yes, and she gave birth to Jesus. And she nurtured and raised Jesus. And she said goodbye to Jesus when he went off when he was 30 years old. And her heart was lifted every time Jesus came to visit her. And her heart was broken when she saw her son dying on the cross. And her heart was overjoyed as her son rose from the dead. Yes, and powered that entire relationship. And when Jesus was preaching and teaching to his disciples, he said to Peter, come, be fishers of men. What did Peter say? Yes, and he followed him. And every single disciple, yes, and. And Paul, writing all the letters to the different churches, yes, and. Every person who became a follower of Christ made that decision to say in their hearts, yes, I acknowledge, I affirm God, Jesus, and how can I spread the good news of this gospel? These are such astonishingly powerful words. This is what drives the word of God in this world. God is inviting us to say yes in so many ways. And he gives us the free will whether or not we say and continue. You know, the pictures you saw of our concert out here, that was a yes and interaction between JR and Amy. Amy needed a venue. And there was a yes and it made it happen. Our food pantry with these apples, among other things, that was yes and. We were sitting in these very pews right around Brad. In fact, Brad, I'm not going to say you were the instigator, but you were close. Well, one day last fall, someone said, well, you know, the foods can't be sitting in a pantry, in a cupboard, metal cabinet. It's getting too cold. And by the end of the service, the guys were running down the hall afterwards and setting up the food pantry. That's a yes and event. So we are given so many opportunities to hear God and say yes to God. And we are given so many opportunities to use God's gifts and graces to continue with and. So I've got some homework for you to do. You can do this without getting out of bed. Can you imagine if when you were in school, your teacher said, I've got a homework assignment, but you don't have to get out of bed to do it. But you don't. What if each morning when you woke up, you could rededicate your life to Jesus, to God, to the Spirit, by simply saying, Dear God, yes, I am ready to serve, and now show me how. Yes, and. And if you woke out of bed, got out of bed with that intention. You know, Mary did that when she acknowledged the angel and made that commitment, acknowledgement, and action. And if you can do that same acknowledgement and then live into those actions during your day, holy Toledo, be awesome. It would be awesome. And so, I've seen you do this. There are so many things in our community that testify to this. There are so many things in the life of the church that you testify to this. So I give thanks and praise for those two simple words that God, the Creator, enabled us with the imagination He put into us. And Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer, empowers us with the overflowing love that He shares with us. And our Spirit Sustainer lets us live into this each day. In Jesus' name, I give thanks, and I commit each day to yes and acknowledgement and action. In Jesus' name, amen.